holding in Simon Shin Mem Hei, with the Tzip Yotez, we're now looking at Mishaburas of Katan Pei Hei. So the Ramah came along and said this, you know, the parameters of the karma of the Makam Batur is all relevant when you're discussing it in Rishas Rabin. But a Makam Batur and a Karmelis is not considered distinct and separate from the Karmelis. It's part of the Karmelis. All the examples that we gave, it's all talking about that this item, this depression, this omud, whatever it might be, is in the Rishas Rabbim. If this item is in a Karmelis, even though it's not 4x4, it's considered an extension of the Karmelis. The Motza Minis Minu. So we apply the concept of that since they're the same, it cannot be considered distinct from the rest of the area because they're really the same thing. I know a Makam Patur, Motza is a Karmelis, Shu Minu. The Makam Patur, which is really, and the Karmelis are really the same thing. Shu Gam Ken Makam Patur Minotara. Because Miraisa, a Karmelis is halachically insignificant. It's a Makam Patur. So the impact of the Karmelis on the Makom Patur is that the Makom Patur is considered an extension of the Karmelis, and therefore within a Karmelis, Pevov, now. So, but a karmelis only extends till 10 tefachim. So this halacha, that this area is, this makom patur, which is less than 4x4, standing in a karmelis, is considered a karmelis, that's only if it's below 10. Once it's above 10, so the part which is above 10 is not part of the karmelis, so then it's a makom patur, because it's not 4x4. But the charitz, far down you go, that's all part of the karmelis. Everything rishus yachid, no matter how big it is part of the rishus yachid. She called over shubasek rishus yachid, who rishus yachid, ben gavoya, ben nomuch, ben rocha, ben kotzer. Okay, now, so what are we passing like? We have two opinions over here. A Makom Patur and a Karmelis, is it considered part of the Karmelis, first opinion? Or it's a Makom Patur, second opinion? They inclined to pass like the first opinion, that a Makom Patur in a Karmelis is considered part of the Karmelis. The Rilocha basically says that B'Shasat Chak, you can be semich on the more lenient opinion, but the Iker Pesach is again like the more machmir opinion that a Makom Patur in a Karmelis does not exist. Fine. Simon Shimon Vov. Minotaro Ein Chai Vela B'Motzi U'Machnis Mizarek U'Moshit. So we have four scenarios where a person can be chayiv when you're interfacing between Rishas Yochid and Rishas Rabbim. He can take from the Rishas Yochid to the Rishas Rabbim, that's called Moitzi. He can take from the Rishas Rabbim to the Rishas Yochid, that's called Machnis. And this can be done by handing it, carrying it, handing it, or Zarek, or throwing it. U'Moshit, or passing it. Now, we'll discuss later on a scenario of a moshit from Rishas Yochid to Rishas Yochid through Rishas Rabbim. What's the status of that? But Rishas Yochid to Rishas Rabbim, or Rishas Rabbim to Rishas Yochid. So that's the limitation of Midrash. A transfer from Rishas Yochid to Rishas Rabbim, or vice versa.
I have a question. It always bothered me, but just linguistic. Motzi and Machni, it's the same thing. It depends on the perspective, whether you're taking it in or taking it out. Why do we differentiate?
Well, it's hard to call. An item in Rishas Yochid is Rishas Yochid's mile is a private place. The item belongs there, etc. Rishas Rabbim, in a certain sense, items don't belong there. Items are not supposed to be placed in Rishas Rabbim. Items are supposed to be You're not supposed to put things out of Moshe's Rabba. It's not a makom for it. You took it out from where it is, and you took it out. You don't say, well, I took it out from Moshe's Rabba into the house. You don't describe as going from the street to the house, because I took it out of the street. I took it from the street inside, because there's a mile of having something inside. There's a chesor, in a certain sense of having it outside. There's a fascinating piece from Rav Hirsch, where he talks about the Gemara says in Svora it's not a chilek. The more it goes through, the more attempts to bring psukim to prove the din of machnas. Of machnas. The pasuk's case is moitzi. Al yotzi. Right. So, but how do you know being machnas? The more it comes out at the end, after attempting a few different psukim, the more it says that sorahu mali machnas mali moitzi. So it's a sora, but the maisa, it is a different process, because the function of an item rishus yochid and the perception of an item rishus yochid is different than what is in rishus rab, and that's Rav Hirsch's point. It's much more functional and usable in Rishas Yochid than in Rishas Rabim. So that's why you refer to this as taking it out of its place or bringing it into its place.
It helps. But even so, you take a pebble from the street, bring it to your house. So the natural place for the pebble is in the street. So still we say we're machnis, not motzi. Really, we're taking it out of its place when we bring it to the house. So we should say,
well, yes and no, because depending on what you're doing within the house, I'm saying the idea of having something in the house, it has a different type of function than it has outside, because it's in a enclosed private area. It's got a different function than it has in the street. The chama also may karmelis rishus yachid, other rishus rabin, or mehem lekarmelis. So Chazal added that you cannot transfer from a Carmelist to Rishas Yachar or Rishas Rabin, or Rishas Yachar Rishas Rabin to the Carmelists. So they added a Chumrah from Carmelist to Rishas Yachar, a Chumrah from Carmelist to Rishas Rabin, and a Chumrah from Rishas Yachar to Carmelists, and Rishas Rabin to Carmelists. Okay. I'm welcome to Mutter Lahoitzi Lahachnis, Mimen Rishas Yachar, Rishas Rabin, and Mehem Latoichar. A person is allowed to take from Makom Patur to Rishas Yachid. Rishas Yachid to Makom Patur. A person can take Rishas Rabim to Makom Patur. Makom Patur to Rishas Rabim. What about taking from Rishas Rabim to the Makom Patur to the Rishas Yachid?
It would seem to be permissible.
It should seem to be permissible, but obviously there's going to be this concern that the next step, the guy's going to say, well, you know, might as well skip the step in the middle and just go straight from the Shazrab to the Yachid. So the Chazal said, don't do that.
But for how long? I mean, you could pause for some time, put it down, have in mind the planning.
Yeah, but what's the time frame now? What's the minimum shear?
That's what I'm asking.
Right, so I'm not sure what the time frame is. Right, but the scenario is that the guy comes along and says, one case which is very simple is the guy stands on the Makom Patur, reaches the Rishas Yachid, and then puts it down the Rishas Rab. Right, so theoretically, that's, you know, as soon as he took it out from Rishas Yachid and he sent the Makom Patur, it's in the Makom Patur, because now it's Makom with him.
I said that was permissible.
Right, but not your brother. Right. Okay, now. That's we discussed before. Right, so a person would transfer it from the Rishas Yachid through a Makom Patur to Rishas Rabim. If it starts out Rishas Yachid and then Rishas Rabim, the fact that it went through the Makom Patur in the middle doesn't make it potter. So that can be true whether he's being Moitzi or Machnas, Moishe or Zarek. Right, so he throws through the above 10 Tvachim and the Rishas Rabim. Right, went through Makom Patur. That's irrelevant because it started from Rishas Yachid and it ended up Rishas Rabim, or vice versa.
If he walked it through, as long as he didn't stop in the Rishas in the Makom Patur, so
be the same thing.
The same thing.
Right. So that's going to. So the person cannot stand. He's got good balance and he stands on this Amud, which is three Tvachim by three Tvachim. And, or it's, truth is, it can be three Tvachim by 50 Tvachim. You know, it's three Tvachim wide and it's, you know, it can be as long as you want. So you can't stand the Makom Patur. You have it's miyad, misham, rishasa, yirabim. You then have the misham, rishasa, yachid, or yipcha.
So therefore,
okay. So that he can't do. Now, well, the haklif, so this idea of doing this from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim is also to do, because we're afraid that he might end up doing it. Doing it in a way where he skips the Malkum Patur process. Now, Ulahachlif Derech Malkum Patur Rishus Rabbanan. However, what using a Malkum Patur in conjunction with a Rishus Rabbanan, so the person has this nice Amud which is more than 10 Tvachim high, standing in a Karmelis. So above 10 Tvachim, the Karmelis doesn't extend, so now that it's called a Malkum Patur, because Malkum Patur doesn't exist in a Karmelis, we said before, but it's above the Karmelis. Mm-hmm. So it's a Malkum Patur. He wants to reach from the Shusha Yachar and put down on the Karmelis. So he wants the Biaser using Malkum Patur to transfer to a Shusha Bonan Isser. So that's a machlokes. Okay. So now, what's the case of Moshe? So what's the difference between Moitzi and Machlis and Moshe? So we're going to understand Moitzi and Machlis is the person is actually moving himself. And Moshe means he's just transferring the item without the person moving himself. Okay, so that's called moshit. So you're just passing the item as opposed to taking it from one rishus to the other. Now, v'ayin kamam b'sim and shem em zayim b'sim shemurus v'katan ches l'inyan moshit rishus ha'yachid the rishus ha'yachid there rishus ha'rab. So what about passing from rishus ha'yachid to another through rishus ha'rab? So now, I mean, I have the very long arms for that. So well, you can pass it with a stick. So it's possible to, you know,
well, you're at the corner, right? You have, it's not a rechov, it's a like the central square,
right?
Right, and I'm at the corner, which is a building here and a building here.
Right, okay. Right. We'll have a scenario where you have a porch, which is a Shasa Yachid, reaching out over a Shasa Rab, and you have another porch, and I'm passing one porch to the other. Right. Okay. So, what's the law about that case? So, we'll talk about that later on. Now, so the Midaraisa, it's either going with Shasa Yachid, Shasa Rabim, or vice versa. Now, there is a dinner being married, carrying something Dalai Lama, which is Rabim, which we'll talk about separately. We're talking about the Isser Hutsah right now. The Chomim Osru, you cannot take from a Carmel to Shasa Yachid, or Shasa Rabim, or from Shasa Yachid to the Carmel. The who damik sas which is a rabbin shein mechitzes, it's an open place. It's like Rishus Arm a little bit. Go walk up and Rishus Rabbin. The lovely hiluka, the rabbin avin. It's not made for the idea of people coming through there. So it's not made to be Rishus Rabbin. So it's exerit to protect the Isser of Hitzah. Okay, then we said, Malkum Patur, it's Mutter, Lahoitzi Lahakdis, to Wooden Lahoitzi Lizrik. You can be Moshid and Mizrik from a Malkum Patur to Rishus Yachid and vice versa. Okay, Dalit. A person stands Rishus Yachid and he transports something through the Malkum Patur into the Rishus Rabim, that's Chai. But Salarim and Shahya Oymed, Vaholach, and then he walked and he took it out. Oh, hichnis. He brought it in. A shenisha oymed, or he stood still. Al shahayshit, and he passed it. A zark, or he threw it. Sechay. The kim of the osa kirim rishus yachid. Balach rishus rabim vayipcha. Leichlis lon masha hever bein time derech malkum patur. So the fact they went through malkum patur doesn't pater us. So I want to point this out. There is a big discussion in when you understand the exactly what the malacha is. Where used to thinking, you know, to be chayiv for the malacha of hitzor Rav Nosa, there's three parts. It has to be settled in place A. You have to be oiker it, you have to uproot it from place A, transfer it to the second place, and then vimeniach it to hanocha in place B. So there's three steps. There's the kira, there's the transfer, the hitzor Rav Nosa, and then there's the hanocha. So which one is the primary part of the malacha? So easy understanding is the ikar malacha is hitzor with a condition. There has to be a kira and hanocha. So the transfer is the primary element of malacha. That's what the Mishnah says. You can't be moitzi mishos to mishos, right? That's the primary issue. There's a condition that you're not, that like any malacha, there are certain criteria. The malacha is toifer. The definition has to be at least two stitches. It has to be something which is tzokayom. So you have to, you know, etc. So the conditions over here, you require kira and hanocha. That'd be the simple understanding. However, the Rebbe Brisker says not like that. It says the ikar malacha is the kira and the hanocha, and the transfer is a tana. Because the ikar concept of malacha is the item which was in place A has been removed from place A and made at home in place B. So the prior, now obviously they can't happen without a transfer. But the ikar act of the malacha is the kira, you're taken out of place A, and the hanocha, you put it in place B. So obviously it's not place B unless you transfer it. So he sees that the ikar malacha is the kira and the hanocha, not the hutzah. Okay. I'm not getting involved in the riots.
Well, now
one second. So now you understand why transferring it through Malkum Tur is irrelevant. Because the malacha isn't the transfer.
It's the uprooting and the placing.
Right. So I was oikar Rosh Hashanah and I placed it Rosh Hashanah. Well, it went through the moon in the middle. I don't care where it went through in the middle. It's irrelevant. I thought as long as I didn't stop in the middle. We'll see later around that the act of stopping is like placing. So if a person would leave Rosh Hashanah, stop in the Malkum Patur, it's like you put it down the Malkum Patur. Then you start again, that's like a new act of being oikar from Malkum Patur to Rosh Hashanah. He didn't stop in the middle.
I could argue that it's still, the transfer is significant. It's just it's as if the Malkum Patur wasn't there.
I understand, but they're saying the way Rebbe understands it, yeah. The concept is very obvious that the Malkum Patur is going to play zero role. Right. So.
So why kick it from shoes to shoes? There's no issue.
What? Sorry.
I kick it. I don't pick it up. I don't put it down. I kick it. And right. It goes above Jimot Tvachim, so it's on the ground all the time. I kick it from Rishus or Rabin from Shifu Yachid.
So,
why? I didn't do a Kira. I didn't do a Hanukkah.
Yes, you did. No. It was stationary. That's a Kira. Kicking it is an Akira from the... It was stationary. So that's a Kira. You made it move. And now it landed. It stopped moving in Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Hanukkah.
It doesn't require actually determining where one is going to...
No, I'm saying that it was in a state of rest. You removed it from a state of rest, and now you made it end up over there in a state of rest. So that's called the kira.
Well, hold on. Let's say on Shabbos, let's say my son picks up an item, and as I'm walking, he hands it to me as I'm walking by him. So I didn't pick it up.
Yeah, come on. In that case, you're not. That's not also the rice.
But if I,
it's
if
more,
I,
not mutter, but it's not also the rice.
But if I walk through Arba Amos, or let's say I walk Hey Amos in a Rosh Hashanah, I'm still over on Hotzal, right?
You didn't do it.
There's two different. There's Isra. So we're not discussing something moving from Dalal Amos to Rosh Hashanah right now. That's a little bit of a different rules. Let's not get involved in that. We're discussing it. So
there's still a kira needed. I think that's what he's saying. But you continue walking that in Rosh Hashanah.
If a person was in a state of rest, and Allah, a state of rest is considered that the item is considered at rest. If the person's at rest, the item is at rest. So when you start walking, that's called a kira. So the person stops by in the street to shmooze with his friend, and he has an item in his pocket, and then he starts walking, that's called an akira. He walks 50 feet and he stopped, that's called a hanocha, because now he stopped. So now it's a state of rest, like putting it down. So he did a kira, he moved the dalet amos, he did a hanocha. So you don't have to physically pick the item off the ground. But in your scenario where the person was walking, and somebody put it on him while he's walking, you're right, he didn't do the kira, the government did the kira. In that case, will not be also the rice.
So, in other words, if I let's say my son picks it up and he's just standing there, if he hands it to me as I'm walking by, so that then I'm the one who's doing the hanacha. I'm doing the one akira.
No, you didn't do the akira. He did the akira,
but he's not moving.
He picked the item up and put it in on your hands.
Right, but I'm walking by.
So he took it out of its place and made it. You didn't take it out of its place. His place was on the ground or in his hands. He put it into your hand. So who did the act of taking it out of its place?
Maybe what he's
if you grabbed it from him, you did that gear. If he put it in your hand, he did that gear.
That's the key because he is.
But he's stationary.
Yeah, right.
Right, but that's true. That while it's in his hand, it's called munach. But who was the one who made it not be munach anymore?
Oh, you're saying it is no. So
he put it in your hand. He made it not munach. If you took it from him, you did that here. Okay, let's finish up Mishnah.
A relay race.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking here.
Hand off and who's doing the
I'm thinking almost like a relay race.
Okay,
yeah,
let's finish up over here. Now, so like was talking about Mashif, well, but actually, Omer be Malkum Patur. They're all talking about he didn't stand still in the Malkum Patur. Omer Maat Shom. See, left Rishus Yochid, stood still in the Malkum Patur, and then continued the Rishus Rabin. Our Chazal Hoyt Rishus Acher. It's Potter. Kimer Shosan Malkum and Malkum Patur. Now the same would be true by Carmelis. Right, could be right. So that's like a Malkum Patur. So if a person will leave his house, go through his front yard, which is not enclosed, so his house Rishus Yochid, his front yard is a Carmelis, go to the street, which is a Rabin, if he stands still in the middle, in his front yard, he's not Chayav the Rice. You can understand why in the scenario of a Malkum Patur it's Mirais, it's Mutter, because he stood still. If he doesn't stand still, he's Chai of the Rice. So we're not going to let himself get near that, so we ask him Mirabon. So the same thing, I have a great idea, I'll take Rishus HaYachid through the Rishus Rabbah to the Malkum Patur. So I did a Kira Rishus Rabbah and I knocked on the Malkum Patur. Yeah, but we're afraid you're going to stop at Rishus Rabbah.
How would Rav Chaim address that?
What?
Rav Chaim says the transfer is not significant.
If you stand still Rishus Rabbah, you did a Hanukkah Rishus Rabbah.
Oh, I'm sorry about the Deraisa case.
The person went from Rishus Yachid through Rishus Rabbah to Malkum Patur.
Deraisa, he's Pacher.
Deraisa, he's Pacher. But we're not going to let you do that because we're afraid you might stop at Rishus Rabbah.
Okay, no, but Klein's trying to think of the Rice case. That was really
interesting. Don't stand on the Malkum Patur. We said before the case is Chai. In the next case, we said it's also. It's not exactly the same. So Bekein tells you exactly the same. That's not exactly the same. Okay. The Kiman Shubat, so I'm a Manayah, Malkum Patur, Miyachikia, Chavitz, Binegdo, Nasa, Kamashiniak, Shamat. So you take it from the Shusayach to you. At that moment, it's considered in the same Malkum as you. That's called a Hanach. It's where your feet are. So the fact that your hand is moving the item, that's not considered an action which negates Hanach. If I'm stationary and my feet are stationary and the item is in my hand and I'm moving my hand, that's called Hanach. If I'm moving, that's not called Hanach. If the item is moving and not in my hand, that's not called Hanach. The item is with, so if the person takes it from the Shusayachid while he's standing Rishus Rabbah in the Malkum Patur, so as soon as it leaves Shusayachid, it's the same Rishus as him. It's like it's Munach. Then when he puts it down on Rishus Rabbah, he did Akira from Rishus Yachid to Hanach in the Malkum Tor, then I care for Malkum Tor to Rosh Hashanah. It's not Chayiv.
So people will perceive this as Akira and Hanocha straight without the Malkum Tur, the Rimatur Hitzah the Rice. So a person shouldn't stand the Malkum Tur, but it's within the Karkwish. The example he gave was taking it from a person's hand, putting it in a person's hand. The same thing would be true, taking it from the ground. In the ground, no difference in that. Chesla Haklif. However, if he wants to be do the same thing from Shazir to Carmelis through Malkum Tur, Haklif. Rosh Lomer Shemin al Malkum Tur, but not the Miyad Misha Oymed b'Shazir Yochid. Rosh the Miyad Misha Oymed b'Carmelis. Ayipka. Who are then in Neitel Chavitz Miyad b'Shazir Yochid u'Menicha b'Malkum Tur? Rosh not the Malkum Tur u'Menicha b'Carmelis. So the scenario here, he's standing there, right? So we say standing there gives it a look. He said as if it stopped there. So what about the case where he actually did that? He took it from Shizu Yochid, put it down in the Karmel, in the Malkum Tur, hit him in the Malkum Tur, and went to the Karmel. So doing that through Shizu Rabbi, we said is awesome. Now, what the question was, how long of a time lapse? I don't know. So Yeshua Yisrim, Shilu the Ain the Chal Ben Shizu Shuyas the Rice, Shuyas the Bonon Yisrael, Yesh Matir, Shilu the Dafker Shuyas the Rice, and Gazvinim, Hashem Shuyas the Bonon. The Havi Gzeir Lugzeir. So two opinions. Both are presented as Yesh Oysim, Yesh Matirim. The general rule is when the Mechaber presents two opinions as a Yesh, some say this, some say that. The Iker Pesach is like the second one. If you present the first opinion as Stam, the second opinion is a Yesh, Omrim, then you pass like the first opinion.
How do we know this?
What?
How do we know that was
his intent? How do we know? He says at the beginning of his introduction to the Shulchan Aruch, but it's really based on rules of the Gemara. In other words, because in the Gemara, the Gemara is always him as a Kabbasra, so Basra general gets the halacha. However, but when you have a stam and you have one opinion presented as a stam, one presented as an opinion of a yachid, you pass on to stam. It's basically the same rules. Okay, very good.